Now time for Locker Room Chat with Onega Girls basketball coach Craig Boswell after a couple of games from this past week. And coach, we'll start off with your guys' loss at Clifton Clyde, a very good Eagles team. 61-32 was the final score. You guys got some offense going. What are your overall thoughts on this one?
I thought our girls, offensively, we did some good things. We got the ball down low and our post, finished well. And, ultimately, it just kind of boils down. We just got to do a better job taking care of the ball because we allow too many turnovers in most every game that turns into the opponent's points. And so if we could do a better job taking care of the ball during their presses, which Clifton Clyde did the entire game, we just got to feed off each other and hopefully we can get the ball across the court and get in our offense.
And certainly the offense hasn't been the biggest issue for you guys, as you kind of just talked about just there, as you guys put up 46 points on Frankfurt, a very good defensive team, but unfortunately you gave up 70. What were some things defensively that were not quite going your way in that game?
We had some girls out of position. We went 3-2 zone, and then we did kind of a hybrid type 2-3, And Frankfurt, they are very seasoned and they were just on top of what we were trying to do. And they rotated the ball well and they got where that needs to be. And like I said, they shot the ball, lights out the first half. Frankfurt's a very good team. And I thought we did a pretty good job. We got the ball and we shot the ball well against them. But again, it just kind of boils down to giving up too many turnovers that converted into points for them.
So, Coach, this is it. You got three games left, and that is it for the regular season, but you guys still got some work to do. You guys will be hosting NEK Homeschool on the 15th. You'll be hosting Valley Heights on the 16th, and you guys take on Troy on the 19th. So some difficult games there, but some winnable ones for you guys. What are you wanting to see out of your team in this final stretch before you get into Substate?
I think it's very important for us to handle the ball better because each team is probably going to end up probably pressing us. And so if we can do a good job trusting each other and, putting the ball in our scorers' hands and just competing on defense and not allowing transition points, not allowing the easy buckets. And, I got to do a better job putting them in spots on the defensive end and hopefully we can get a couple wins going into postseason. But ultimately, we need to take care of the ball, because if we can cut maybe 10 turnovers a game, I feel like the games would be completely different this year.
And, Coach, this will be the last opportunity we get to speculate on Substate, but I don't even know if that's something you are even thinking about possibly doing at the moment. But looking at the Substate standings at the moment, you guys are a full game back of Northern Heights, and you guys are currently the sixth seed in the Donovan West Class 1A D1 Substate standings, and you have a chance to possibly get in sixth or fifth. Those are your two options here. Is there a specific spot you'd like to be in, as you guys are going to be on the road either way?
Yeah, we're just going to have to kind of take it game by game here, and if we can get into that fifth spot, that would be great. But if we don't, then hopefully we can, whoever is the third seed, we can go there to their house and hopefully get a big win. But yeah, ultimately we just want to play game by game, and if we can get a couple wins, that would be great. Just the confidence boost and the momentum going into postseason. Postseason's crazy. You never know how you might play. It's kind of, there's no tomorrow, and so I think our girls, hopefully we can play well with a little bit of confidence and just compete until the end and play every minute. I think they can surprise some teams and individuals.
Absolutely, and you guys will be at either Troy or Donovan West, depending on what seed you guys get and what seed they get as well. So it'll be an in-league game no matter what. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck this week.
All right, thank you.
That was Onega Girls basketball coach Craig Boswell here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Mainstar Trust.